your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm excited for Spaced Out today.
Very excited.
We've got some cool stuff to chat about. There's a couple of sort of news stories which are quite interesting, actually. We've got a failed Soviet lander that's been in orbit for 53 years and has now just come back to Earth, right? But, like, it was failed, so it's crashed back to Earth pretty much.
Yeah. No, this was there was a bit of a media frenzy last week. But it's, yeah, there was a spacecraft back in the 70s, which was launched by the Soviet Union. It was intended to go to Venus, and it was part of their Venus program. But the spacecraft failed, the rocket malfunctioned, and basically the spacecraft didn't leave Earth orbit. So it's been orbiting our planet for over 50 years, and we kind of just forgot about it. But it's slowly been falling back, getting closer and closer, and then in the last couple of months, astronomers have been tracking it and, you know, realised that it's about to come down. We started to slowly kind of refine when it was going to fall. And it fell to Earth, I believe, on Sunday. So this old failed Soviet spacecraft came back to Earth. Luckily, it didn't hit anyone. It just fell into the ocean, which those things usually do.
Yeah, right. So this is essentially like space junk, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's often when you talk about space junk, you think of like an old rocket booster or like a dead satellite, whereas this was designed for a planet, you know, so it was intended to go to Venus. But I think the big worry was because it's, you know, a defunct spacecraft, you know, we can't control it. We don't know where it's going to come down. And because this particular one was designed to survive on Venus, which has a, you know, really horrible atmosphere, the worry was that, you know, it was going to survive re-entry, which it did. And, you know, is it going to fall into the city? You know, there's always that kind of mild panic of, like, falling debris from space.
It makes me think of Breaking Bad. Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, yeah, more often than not, these things fall into the ocean and it usually ends up being, less exciting than we think.
Okay. And is there any sort of, like, now that, I mean, have they actually found exactly where it is and where it's landed?
It was somewhere off the coast of Australia, so I think it was between Australia and Indonesia. So it was somewhere in the Indian Ocean. I mean, obviously we don't have like things out there monitoring the middle of the ocean looking for these things, but you know, we can track them in orbit and we can make rough calculations as to where it fell. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as we know, it's fallen into the ocean and it's somewhere at the bottom of the Indian Ocean.
Okay, so we're not exactly going to sort of go on a hunt to find it and do a bunch of research on it or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, if someone had the money and the knees, they probably could. But yeah, I don't think anyone's rushing to get the 50-year-old Soviet piece of technology.
Okay, good on then. Moving on. Oh dear, Donald Trump is doing more bad stuff. Here we go. What's he done this time?
A shocker. We've obviously been talking about this for a couple of months now, but the administration in America, the Trump administration, has now come out with their draft for NASA, basically all the cuts that we were kind of expecting. And it's pretty bad. They proposed to cut around 25% of NASA's budget, which is historically huge. Like, you know, NASA has never had such a dramatic cut in their budgets. And usually, you know, year on year, NASA is getting more money, even though it's a very small amount. And it's really sad. It really just makes no sense for a country which, you know, America, for all of its problems, you know, they're a leader in space and exploration and technology, and they always have been.
Hmm.
So to see them kind of take this direction, it just doesn't really make sense for them to really kind of shoot themselves in the foot, because, you know, if America's not leading in these fields, then other countries are going to step into their place. You know, like Russia and China and India, and they currently already are.
Mm. And where do we think these cuts are going to like most affect NASA, like in what sort of departments and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really broad. So a lot of it comes from the science division, which does a lot of climate monitoring. So, of course, a lot of the planetary science and climate change monitoring, that stuff is getting cut quite heavily. But it's also a lot of missions. So it's not just jeopardizing, you know, future funding for future missions. A lot of these missions are currently like operating and they're losing their funding. So we're talking about, you know, one of the Mars rovers potentially losing its funding, but it's just not a good thing, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Oh dear. I guess we'll just have to sort of stay tuned and see what's happening with all of this.
Yes. I think the only saving grace is a lot of this stuff has to go through Congress. So, though the Trump wants to do this, you know, it needs to be voted on by Congress and approved. And yeah, I don't know how much support this funding will actually have, and I hope that it doesn't have support.
Mm. Yeah, okay, we'll just have to see how it all plays out then. Actually, we should touch on this. So somebody's texted about this shooting star I was just telling you about. This is what the text says. It says, I saw the brightest, most spectacular shooting star last night to the southwest around 8:30 p.m. Lasted 3 to 4 seconds, started off normal, then got heaps bigger and brighter. Even with the full moon, it was maybe the best one I've ever seen. Does Josh know anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they saw what we would consider a fireball, which is essentially a large shooting star. But yeah, if it was really bright and you could kind of literally see it like break up, those are usually bits of space, rock and debris. But I mean, that particular shooting star, it probably was associated with a meteor shower that we actually had last week, which is called the Eta Aquarius meteor shower. So every year, about this time of year, Earth passes through like a trail of debris and dust, which is left by Halley's Comet. And that stuff falls into the air, burns up, and we get meteor showers. So it was probably associated with that meteor shower, which is pretty awesome.
Mm. Is it quite common for there to be sort of like stragglers at the end of a meteor shower, like a few days afterwards, and then you see some crazy big shooting stars like this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of meteor showers, they have peaks of like 1 or 2 nights. But this particular one has a really broad peak, so it kind of lasts for... It lasts for a couple of weeks on either side of the peak, which was last week. So you can expect to still see shooting stars, basically, which is pretty cool.
Mm, very cool. Well, there you go, listener. There's your answer. It was a special shooting star, after all.
There you go. I mean, yes, they're always special.
I feel that shooting stars are always special.
And hopefully they made a wish, so...
Yeah. Do you feel the specialness of shooting stars, or is all the science sort of like sucked the specialness out of it for you?
No, I think they do. Like, and I go out to meteor showers whenever I can. And even though it's like, you know, very brief, they're just really cool. I love seeing them.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think now is probably a good time. If you've been listening and you're thinking, what is this awesome sort of space rave music that I've been listening to under Josh and Rosetta speaking? This is Sonoy, and Sonoy is particularly relevant because there's an event coming up at the Stardome, correct?
Yes. We are super awesome. I've been wanting to talk about it. Sonoy is launching his album tomorrow at the Stardome, and he's got 2 shows for this album. It's in the planetarium, so it's going to be like a super, super cool visual experience. Unfortunately, the 2 shows tomorrow are sold out, but we have added a 3rd one, which is next week. So if anyone wants to come along to that, it's going to be really, really wicked. That's next week on the 22nd.
This is so cool. It's such a cool, like, idea. I don't know who came up with this, but when I listen to Sonoy, I do want to just sort of be in the Stardome looking at the stars and admiring the cosmos.
Oh, it's like it's a match made in heaven, eh? It's just, his music is so incredible.
Yeah, very cool. So everyone, if you've enjoyed us talking about space while listening to Sonoy, then just wait until you actually see space while listening to Sonoy. It's going to be crazy. Oh, wow. We're looking forward to that. And people can obviously there's a Facebook event, and then head to Stardome's website for tickets and more info on that, eh?
It's all on there, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Josh. Very excited for that. Excited for Spaced Out again in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk soon. Bye.
All right. Kakite.
We are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.